אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Hi guys, my name is Liron Spitzer. I'm an Israeli actor / Australian. I was born in Australia, but I grew up in Israel. Once I finished my army service, I came back to Australia. I've been here for nearly 19 years. And I live in Sydney with my beautiful husband, Alon, and my two kids, Maya and Guy.
Liron, I wanted to talk to you about your new role as an actress in the production of Yentel, which is the very first production of Yentel ever to be staged in Australia. Liron, you weren't an actress. How can people change their career exactly like what you did?
Look, I think it's a fantastic question. I think that if something is embedded in you and you always wanted to do it, when you get to the right time and place in your life to pursue it, you have to go and do it. I've always wanted to be an actress. It was just never the right time and place within myself, within my life to do it. And now I found myself in a place where I have an amazing husband who supports me and amazing kids who support me to do it. To be an actor, I think that a lot of people look only at the glamorous side of things. They don't see the hard work that's involved. When we rehearse, I come home at 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, and the next day we wake up and we do more rehearsals. But again, I think that if it's something that you want to do and it's something you dream about, you just go and you do it. Don't let anyone stop you. And you know what, Mita? Some people came and said to me, oh, you're a mom with two kids and you run a business with your husband. How come now you're going to change it and you're going to do it? Nah, you can't do it. When someone comes and tell me, nah, you can't do it, I'll show you how I can do it. Yeah, I just think that no one can tell you what to do with your life. You just go and you do what you want.
But you need the talent, and obviously you have the talent, because anyone can decide to be anything, like a singer, but they can't sing in tune. But fortunately, from what I understand, you're very talented, and you also studied acting, which is really important. Let's talk about Yentel. I just remind our listeners that we are talking to Liron Spitzer. She's got the leading role in Yentel. In Yentel, this the show that you all remember from the 80s with Barbara Streisand is having a debut appearance in Australia. Never ever been here. And Liron Spitzer, we're talking to her. She's got the leading role. And you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Liron, tell us about Yentel. First of all, very famous Yiddish writer has written the story of Yentel.
So, yes, Yitzhak Bolshevik Zinger wrote the story with Leah Napoli, the Yentel, the yeshiva boy, and famously known for the movie in 1983, Barbara Streisand decided to take that fantastic play and adapt it into the big screen. Yentel is about a Jewish girl who lived with her father, who was a rabbi, in times where study was forbidden for women. It was only allowed to men. So what he did, because she was born with this desire to study, whenever her father used to teach his pupils, she would eavesdrop. She would hide and she would listen to the study. That's how she started to learn the Talmud. She used to pester her father, please teach me, please teach me. I want to study. And he kept on telling her, Yentel, you can't study. It's forbidden. It's only for me. But she pestered him so much that she left him with no choice but to teach her. So what they did, they closed all the windows and all the shutters in the house. Reb Tordres, who's the father of Yentel, which is Yentel Talmud. When her father passed away, Yentel feel like she has to find a way to keep on studying. Again, because she was born in time where study was forbidden for women, what she does, in her head, nothing is impossible. She cuts her hair, she takes the clothes and the name of her late brother, Anshul, and she disguises herself as a yeshiva boy. Then what she does, she goes through an amazing journey to find a yeshiva where she can study Talmud. Through that journey, she finds a lovely boy named Avigdor, who she fell in love with. And later on through the journey, they get to a point, well, a lot of things happen, but you get to a point where she decided that's it. She needs to show him that she's a woman. They get to Lublin, to her hotel there, and she reveals herself. She takes off her clothes so she can reveal that she's a woman. A lot of things happen in between and throughout the journey. I would love to invite all your listeners to come to the shows in Sydney, and most probably we're going to have one in Melbourne as well in October. It's a fantastic play. I'm not just saying it because I'm in it. I really enjoy watching the movie. And it's the first time in Australia. It's a very strong woman character, which I absolutely love and adore. And as a Jewish woman, it was something, you know, when I got the role, I can't tell you, Nitza, I was jumping. The whole neighborhood knew that I got the role. I was so excited about it. It's a privilege and it's an honor for me.
Well, I think it's a fantastic start of a new career, Livron Spitzer. I'm sure we'll hear about you more. Now, if our listeners would like to go and see you on stage as Yentl, can you please tell us where and when?
So we have four performances in Penrith, because the production company Ruby's Production is in Penrith. The first show is on the 8th of May. And then we run four shows in May. So every Saturday, the 8th of the 5th, the 15th, the 22nd, we run two shows. And then on the 30th of May, we run two shows in the Merrickville Theatre. For the tickets, if you go to trybooking.com/B for Bob, P for Papa, M for Mike, K for Kilo, E for Bravo. These are the tickets for the Penrith Theatre. And if you want for Merrickville, it's trybooking.com/B for Bob, T for Peter, N for Nelly, S for Sam, I for India. The one in Penrith, I must say, there are some nudity scenes, but the one in Merrickville, there's no nudity scene, because we do have the love and the support, Nitza, that I get from the Jewish community here in Sydney is above and beyond. I cannot tell you enough. From the yeshiva in Bondi and our big kitchen, the love and support that I get is just unbelievable. I am so proud to be part of this community.
Liron, what can we tell our listeners in Melbourne? They may also want to see Yentl.
Well, we are planning to come to Melbourne in October. We're looking at venues. If anyone in Melbourne wants to reach out to me, now I have Facebook. Because I didn't have before this production. It's Liron Spitzer, it's L-E-R-O-N, and then Spitzer is S for Sam, P for Peter, I for India, T for Tom, Z for Zebra, E for Echo, R for Romeo. By all means, if anyone from Melbourne wants to make a contact with me, we are looking at venues. If the Jewish community wants to do something, maybe we can collaborate and do an event together. We are very, very excited. For the first time in Australian history, it's going to happen, and I'm going to be part of it.
Liron Spitzer, I'm sure you'll do really well. I would like to thank you and wish you good luck. I'm sure you'll do well in the leading role as Yentl on stage in Sydney and perhaps later on also in Melbourne. Thank you so much and good luck.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.